You probably have not heard of Joseph Lee Haywood. He died on September 7, 1876, trying to prevent a bank robbery. But the story of how and why he died is a story of heroism that lives on over a century later. And it's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoup Ag Parts. They keep farms running. Visit shoupparts.com.
Hi, Mike Starkey, a real Indiana farmer. When your fields are not excessively deficient in need of nutrients, you can apply all the PK and micros required for a top yield of planting time. Agricultural Liquid Fertilizer's exceptional nutrient compatibility and superior efficiency allow you to prescription apply exactly what your crop needs safely and conveniently. Research proves it. For season-long nutrient availability, it's Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. For innovative solutions, call me at 317-714-6465 or visit agroliquid.com.
This fall, let the power of Extract PBA help you realize the full nutrient potential of your crop residue. Extract powered by Accomplish is an exciting new nutrient release and residue management technology from Loveland Products. Use Extract PBA to speed residue decomposition and release the valuable nutrients locked up in your residue. And for easier plantability, a more even crop emergence, and the potential for increased yields next season. Ask your local crop production services dealer about Extract PBA today.
On September 7, 1876, the Jesse James Gang staged a holdup of the First Bank of Northfield, Minnesota. Joseph Lee Haywood told the gang the vault could not be opened because of a new time lock.
The vault did have a time lock on it. It had been installed, but they hadn't activated it yet. The vault was wide open. There was $15,000 in the vault that the gang could have gotten away with.
Hay Scriven says the thieves believed Haywood and two other employees.
They found on one of the gang members' bodies after they were shot, they found an article in the newspaper that said that a new time lock had been installed in the vault. So they believed him when they said, there's a time lock, you can't get in there. So that was another reason that they didn't try too hard to go in and see if the time lock would actually have been set.
But why would Joseph Lee Haywood lie and tell the gang the time lock had been set? Haywood was shot by the James gang as they left the bank. Why not let the gang take the money and save his life?
There was no FDIC. Back then, if that money was gone, it was gone. And Haywood knew everybody in town. The town only had about 2,000 people in it. So he knew what people's hopes and dreams were, what they were planning to save the money for. That's why he stood up to him and said, I wasn't going to let you push me around, and I wasn't going to let you take the money out.
The original vault and bank building remain, a testament to the heroism of the bank employees.
Because of what Haywood and Bunker and Wilcox did inside and the townspeople did, they weren't able to get away with anything but $26 and some change.
The defeat of Jesse James Days, held each year, remembers the event and includes bank robbery reenactments, a display that memorializes the townspeople who helped bring members of the gang to justice. Traveling the countryside in Northfield, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McRae.